On this episode of Up and Coming with Raven Fox and Bare Naked, we discuss some hot new GWA voices and Tatterjack's script, The Day We Didn't, as well as the performers who read it. Links to all things we mention will be posted so you can follow along if you like. Please comment on and upvote this podcast to encourage us to do more of them. Our first segment this week is called Up and Comers, and we'll be meeting some newly verified Gone Wild audio performers that caught our ear and piqued our interest. All the people we mention have verified and contributed at least one audio to the community so far. So check them out. Show them some love to encourage them to contribute more. So this week, we're starting with a newbie who did an amazing collaboration with a veteran. It's called Two Friends Go to Their First Orgy. It's done by Hop Rob Rye, verified last about a week ago, and Carolina Girl 79, who is the veteran in the collaboration.
Yeah, there's a really nice, convincing backdrop and a great backbeat.
Which Hop Rob Rye wrote and recorded himself.
And you gotta love her southern accent.
Oh yeah. I know he has one, and I would have loved to have heard more of him in the audio. This was the first time I've heard her. I don't know how I missed her. She's really cute.
You've been looking at pictures without me again?
No, pictures. I mean, she sounds cute.
Oh.
I'm sure she's cute, okay. But I mean, okay. She sounds like she's cute.
Well, with all your post-stalking, you can never tell.
Oh, come on. He's responsible for the amazing production values in this one.
Okay.
Great editing. I loved the way that the sounds were muted when they were outside of the door, talking about going in. Mm-hmm. And then when they opened the door, you hear the door opening, and then the sounds got louder. Mm-hmm. And it was like the perfect balance between the two.
He was paying attention to detail.
Very much so. In the audio, she seemed to play up the awkwardness of two friends who were maybe interested in each other, but had never been intimate. They decided to go to an orgy. But it sounds kind of funny, but all in all, it's pretty believable. And I don't know, this audio seems to have slipped under the radar.
Yeah, so go listen to this one.
Yeah, definitely go listen to this one. Hop Rob Rye, we want to encourage him to do some more of these, but we want to hear you next time, Rob. Then we have, now this is fun, Lottie Squeaks and the Shadow Gent.
Yeah, I've had a conversation or two on the boards with him.
Yeah. They are actually a new couple on GWA that just recently verified. Mm-hmm. They're in a dom-sub relationship, and Shadow Jin has a great attitude about having respect for your sub, which is important. Yeah, very important. Which he talks about in his first post, which was on submission.
Yes. I actually gained a lot of respect for the guy.
Oh, yeah. And then his lady recorded what was essentially works as a companion piece, even though she recorded it, or she posted it before he posted on submission.
Yeah, the day before.
Yeah. And it's called Talking About My Master. She's been on GWA for about a month and has done some really nice / naughty audios and some questionnaires.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Bear's jealous.
Not jealous. Appreciative.
He wishes that I was more submissive, at least sometimes.
No. I like the power struggle. And there is one, trust me.
They met on Tumblr. I heard in one of their, in her questionnaire, they met on Tumblr. Yeah. They have met in person, and he's actually sort of new to the scene, but he's already got some skills. He's got some dom skills going on, and a great dom voice.
Okay.
I love his dom voice. He's just this really cool, calm, controlled. He doesn't have to get loud to get his point across, and he doesn't sound threatening or scary. I like that. If anybody's going to be able to dom me, it's going to be someone like that.
Yes, you're right about that.
And not you. Not you have that voice, but no.
Yeah.
We don't work that way.
No, because I have to take what I get. That's what makes it fun.
It does make it fun. Lottie Squeaks. She's
my head.
Ow, my head. She's adorable. She also did a response piece to Spectral Sky's Sins of the Father, which I just had to listen to after hearing Lottie's, strictly for research purposes, of course.
Yeah. You know, he was saying actual words during that, you know.
I know. And Lottie's response piece is called Sinner Girl, and it's so well done. She conveys a lot of emotion. So, both of them have jumped in already, and I like that. Shadow Gent has done a couple of collabs, one with Sherry Tart. She's cute. We'll talk about her in a little bit. And one with Tarkus Trooper. I think we're going to end up mentioning Tark in every podcast we do. She's just that fucking hot.
But we digress.
So, this is going to end up being a new power couple on GWA, I bet you.
Maybe so. Maybe so.
I know. I think they are. Maybe so. Okay, they're off to a great start. So, check out their audios. We're going to have a lot of their links in the post. Speaking of promising newbies, this really surprised me. I had no idea Spectral Skies was new. He struck me as a veteran. He's just so polished, confident. He's good.
Yeah.
I listened to You're My Wife, You'll Do What I Say, just the other day, and I commented on it. It was so hot.
I figured you'd like something like
that. Uh-huh. It had that angry component that I've been craving lately. And then it switches to him being more submissive, and that switch is kind of what starts the couple that he's, you know, portraying the male half of, starts them on their way to working out their problems.
Yeah, you love a good switch.
He's working on a multi-voiced collab around D&D, and I'm going to participate in that one.
Oh, that does sound pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm psyched. I'm a fan of his. I would never have known he only verified a month ago if I hadn't looked at his list of submissions because of Lottie Sweeks' response piece. So I'm really blown away.
Yeah, I could tell.
Okay, and then we mentioned Sherry Tart's collab. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Is it Sherry? It's Sherry Tart. Sherry Tart. He wanted to call her Sherry Tart. Sherry Tart's collab with the Shadow Gent. She verified less than 3 weeks ago, and she's really jumped right in. I love it when newbies just run with it. She's done some questionnaires. She edged with Tark for a week.
I could never edge. It's just, no, couldn't do it.
She did a massive collab over Skype that she and Tark did over, it's called the Cumfest.
We got to mention Tark twice.
Sherry Tart has collabed with Suplex Lemon.
She's a very busy lady.
She is. I love her accent.
Yes.
She's got a very sweet voice. Mm-hmm. She apparently really likes trains and buses.
Yeah.
We'll post the link to her submission page as well as the individual audios that we mentioned.
Yeah, so it's going to end up being like Where's Waldo, except more sexy.
Or Carmen Sandiego. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Okay. Evidently on the bus.
Or the train.
There you go.
Being naughty and trying to be quiet about it.
No, there was no trying in that.
She was trying.
Okay, if you say so.
I think she was trying, because I heard her not trying, and it's much, much louder.
Okay.
So I guess if you compare, comparatively quiet.
Okay.
Yeah, so go check her out. Sherry Tart. She's cute.
There you go again.
What? I have not seen pictures. I just assume she's cute, because she sounds so cute. Just you want to pinch her cheek. So cute. Okay.
All right, now.
I didn't say which cheek.
Exactly.
Okay, so Alliteration Alice. I love her name. She verified about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, she gives us a very valuable lesson on toy care. In this case, always check the batteries.
The batteries died. That's why I use a USB vibrator.
Yeah, Buzz Charge is right there at her computer.
Which is where I use him the most.
True.
Buzz was a gift from a fan.
Yes.
Alice is into submission, judging by the poems that she's done on GWA. Just very sexy little voice there.
Yeah, I liked her. I really liked her.
Yeah. I liked the Just Put Your Breasts on My Face audio. It was a lady love audio.
Yeah.
For a while, when I first got here to GWA, I put out a batch of girl-on-girl audios, and I kind of think people were starting to think that I was some sort of closeted lesbian.
forget the closet. You have joined the parade.
I am not a lesbian. I'm very happy about being bi.
Yes, that's true.
I'm a big fan of penis.
And my penis, thank you.
But I'm not a lesbian.
I didn't say you were.
My family thought I was a lesbian when I was in high school.
Yeah, I know. That's why they were so happy to meet me. Well, actually, they hated my guts, but
but they were glad you were a guy.
They were glad I was a guy. That's right. You know, and so far, I've been a guy every time I checked.
Every time, yes.
Every time.
My family was happy that you were a guy, and I think your family was happy that I was Irish.
Yes. Yes. That is true. They were.
They you were heading towards a different type of lady that you enjoyed.
Yes. Well, what can I say? Sir Mix-a-Lot did write that song about me in the 80s.
That's right.
He even mentioned, I don't know how he met me, but he did mention me in there. Even the white boy can't deny. Yeah, they're, he was talking. I don't know where he met me. I don't know how, but he put me in that song.
Yes, indeed.
And I have never denied.
So ever. He has either had or chased after a black woman quite often in his life.
Yes.
And he still enjoys them.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So it was kind of a shock.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. I can't sing, so I need to hush.
You're telling my secrets.
Well, you've already told that secret.
Oh, I have. Okay. All right, so another one. Got a new one. It's supposed to be, I think, the sex nerd, but someone had that name, so it's to sex nerd with a U.
Well, you know, the T-E-H is actually a quite common thing now.
Yes. It's internet speak.
Yeah, and she's got a nice little growl going on.
She does. She has a nice voice with that little growl. I like mm-hmm. that. And she's getting better with everything that she records.
Yeah, getting confidence.
She is getting confidence, yes. She's done a questionnaire and some poems, and then she put out something that she wrote herself called Untitled.
Yes.
And one of the tags was...
Can't figure out...
Can't settle on a title.
Can't settle on a name.
Okay. Can't settle on a title. Can't settle on a name. Something like that. So, keep an eye out for her. And then there's zero...
What? Sorry. Go ahead. And then I can't sing.
Okay. Then there's Zero Grav 75326.
He fought Hitachi and Hitachi won. That thing sounds like a Roto-Rooter. It reminds me of Hal Sparks talking about ladies using vibrators. You know, in Charmageddon. If you haven't seen Charmageddon, Hal Sparks is Charmageddon. It's worth watching.
Get it. YouTube it.
Yes.
Hal Sparks, he's Charmageddon. Hilarious.
But anyway, he said, well, you're setting the bar too high, because he was talking about, you know, vibrators and all this. He says, I do not have...
There's nothing. I know there's ways that I've seen the emails, ladies. Yeah, I've seen there's pills that can make it longer, longer, but...
But nothing will ever give me Medusa-like control over the head of my penis. So, you know, the bar has been set too high in that area, ladies. And, well, for the gentlemen that use them as well, I guess. You know, the bar
that's
is
right.
Just
right. My
set
tongue
too
cannot
high.
Move like a Hitachi.
No. I wouldn't want it to.
Oh, that's right. You don't like vibrators.
No. Not on me, anyway.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyway, we're talking about a newbie here. Who are we talking
Zero.
About? Zero Grav. He accepted a challenge from Lady of Another Land, and...
made a big mess.
He made a big mess, so I guess he was truly a hot mess.
Okay. That's what you seem to think.
Yes. He's put out several Playtime audios, and then he did a script by Tarkus Trooper.
Three times!
Tarkus Trooper, mention number three.
Mention number three, yes. There we go.
Yeah. So Tarkus's script that she wrote that he did was a Cuck Queen audio, and I liked it.
Oh, of course you did.
But, yeah. Well, I really enjoy his Playtime audios. And I accidentally stumbled upon a post of his over on Lady Boners.
Yeah, accidentally.
It was, I gotta say.
You spend a lot of time over there on Lady Boners, don't you?
No more than you spend on Gone Wild Curvy.
Oh, now, come on.
You know you do.
That's true.
It's a nice subreddit.
Oh, yes, it is.
So is Lady Boners, but not for you, but for me. I enjoy Lady Boners.
At least I share my pictures, I find.
Yeah, but you don't want to share lady boners.
That's true.
You don't have a lady boner.
Never. Well, not of my own anyway.
That's right. You could be a lady boner, but you don't get a lady boner.
Well, for you know, there are those women that like the bear look, you know. There you go.
The little nice beard
and the
And the cuddly and
yes.
Yeah. Okay.
By the way, if you couldn't hear it, which you may or may not have been able to, she reached over and petted my beard. And of course, I just kind of let her because It feels good.
Yes. Okay, so anyway, the pictures of his over our Lady Boners. Something about somebody has something, forget, but I've got my hammers.
Yeah. I can't remember. Who was
he? My hammer. I don't remember.
Yeah, you made me come look at that one for the...
I gotta say, hammer away, Zero Grav. Hammer away. He was impressive.
Yeah, you do spend a lot of time over there.
I don't. So anyway, that may be why I really enjoy his Playtime audios, because I went and looked at Lady Boners, and then I had an ass, oh, I mean face, to go with the voice.
Post-stalking.
That ass was impressive. That was worth stalking.
Yeah.
A hunter and her prey.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay, so we have a longtime poster on Pillow Talk that finally came over to our side.
Okay.
As No Remedy for Memory.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, her birthday was not too long ago, and she decided to give us the gift of hysterical literature. And I do like her choice in literature.
And she sounds so cute and shy.
Yes.
I hope we hear more from her here on GWA. Someone needs to help her out of her shell, so she posts here too. I first heard about her when Filthy Mutt dedicated an audio to her for her birthday, and he called her obscenely cute. I think he's right. So anyway, then we found Vampire Mistress.
Another Pillow Talk poster.
Ooh, yes. She posts a lot on Pillow Talk, but with that voice, she ought to be posting more on GWA. Yeah, I like her voice and her accent. Yes. She's very sultry.
And her storyline lived up to her name.
Yeah. She did a Vampire Femdom audio. It was really interesting. I loved her pacing. And she just builds the tension so slowly that you don't even realize you're following along with her. Until you come. No. But, yeah, she's one to keep your ear on. Vampire Mistress.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to know the origin of her accent. Okay, we have Rocketeer.
Who is primarily a writer, but he did verify recently for audio as well.
And he's recorded a couple of his audios that he's written, you know, because he wrote scripts. I love it when authors record their own stuff. I prefer that they wait until they have another few other people have recorded so that
they don't influence
it. Yeah, so they don't change the way the other person's going to interpret it. But then it's really nice to hear how the piece was intended to sound.
That's true.
So Rocketeer wrote and performed The Gift, which is about two GWAers meeting for the first time.
And he seems to enjoy whispering, which can be used to good sound effect.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a thing, whispering audios.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how they work because no one's ever commissioned me for one.
Yeah, but I prefer that you vocalize.
True, true. And I can't come in a whisper. It's impossible. I don't do stealth orgasms.
Yeah, that's my job.
Yeah.
We were talking about Rocketeer.
Oh, right. he's very soft-spoken, but I could still see the emotion conveyed in the audio.
Well, that tells you right
there.
That's
a talent.
Yes. You can see the words. There you go.
I see sound. I had a client that did.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
It was great. Synthesazia or something like that.
I can't remember.
Basically being able to see sound, and that's why he loved me so. Anyway.
Well, one of the reasons, I'm sure.
Yeah. Now, to be honest, I downloaded the gift that Rocketeer recorded because apparently I'm deaf. And I've had the same problem with some other audios in GWA. But once I amplified it a little bit, turned the volume up, he was very ethereal, you know? And his scripts are gaining quite a bit of interest.
Okay, so keep an eye out for Rocketeer.
Yeah, definitely keep an eye out for him. And then, guess what? Just Like Honey strikes again. I know we mentioned her last week.
And I still like Honey.
Yes. But she did an amazing job on this script by Trinity X. And it's called Let Me. I would totally let her.
Mm-hmm.
One of the lines is, I'll try to be quiet.
Oh, no. Don't try to be quiet.
I'm thrilled that Honey is posting. We need more from you, girl.
Oh, she's worth mentioning again, but we do have to get to the other new people.
Well, I just couldn't help it.
I know.
I like her.
Yes.
Okay. She's got a nice voice. Let's see, who's next? Oh, Bad Robot 52. He sounds so young.
Don't say it. No.
Mm-hmm. Brings the cougar in me out.
Okay.
He's got a very nice voice, and he verified less than a week ago. And after we did the last podcast, he recorded My Favorite Kind of Misery, which is, of course, a script by Tarkus Trooper.
For...
His voice was all shaky and cracking.
He sounded sincere.
He did. And he sounds just a touch shy, which is adorable.
Yeah. Maybe he and No Remedy for Memory should collaborate.
Yes! They would be so cute together. Make this happen. Make this happen. Bad Robot 52 and No Remedy for Memory. Please do a collaboration. We want to hear your adorableness together. Okay, and then there's Gate of Ivory, who verified a few days ago.
Yes.
And he's already done a short collab with Bored Baker, where he was correcting her misbehavior with a spanking.
Yeah, spanking is always nice. I just prefer to be the spanker, not the spanky. And I like to do the spanking instead of just listening.
Listening to it, yeah. He also read a poem by I Will Instruct You, which I really like I Will Instruct You. Anyway, the poem was Lay Upon Me. Gate of Ivory, he was just so smooth.
Smooth.
Smooth. And speaking of Bored Baker, she just verified a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, she did the collab with Gate of Ivory, and she read a different I Will Instruct You poem, Just Watch. And she is so sultry.
Yeah, I did like her voice.
Yes. You can tell that she knows what her voice can do.
Yeah.
Not a lot of women do know that. It's good to be able to know the power that you have.
I think more women know that than you give them credit for.
And it hasn't been confirmed, but I kind of get the impression that they are also a couple.
Possibly.
So, we'll have to wait and see if that's the case. They're really new, and they're just getting their feet wet, so... We'll have to wait and see.
If not a couple, then they did a really good job together.
I know.
One way or the other.
If they weren't in the same room for that spanking, I would be very surprised.
Okay.
That's what makes me think that they're a couple. Then there's Disposable Guy. He verified about a week ago and has posted...
The expression on your face... The expression on your face was worth poking a pistol. Yeah. We should really do outtakes. We really should.
Wait a minute. The expression. No, you didn't let me finish.
On your face. I know I didn't. It doesn't matter. The expression on your face was almost worth posting a picture. There. The words did not tangle on my tongue this time. Now, I know we have safety rules where, you know, we don't post pictures mm-hmm. for safety reasons since yeah. you do this for part of your job, too. For this case, it was almost worth breaking that rule. It really was not.
Anyway, he posted a story. It's called I'm Waiting for You.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't make any kind of funny face. I was listening objectively.
If you say so, dear. If you say so.
I was.
Yes, very objectively. So objectively that they have a name for it. It's called sexually objectifying. You are sexually objectifying the poor, poor man.
I was not sexually objectifying him.
What do you think of the picture?
I haven't mentioned the picture yet.
Did he have a picture?
Yes. In my research, I found a post in a different subreddit.
Oh, yes, that's true.
It was Big Handsome Men Gone Wild.
Yes, another post stalk. You're getting out of control.
No, I like that place.
Yes, I know.
I like Big Handsome Men Gone Wild.
Yes, of course you do.
I do. He definitely belonged in that sub, too. Definitely. Big Handsome Man. Oh, wait a minute. Okay.
Yes.
You get the idea. He's got an accent and that... smooth as butter voice until he starts with that little quiver. Oh, I really hope he's going to post more.
Uh-huh. You love that little quiver.
I do. I really hope he's going to post more.
Yeah. Well, that's it for Disposable Guy.
I really hope he's not disposable. He sounds very reusable to me.
I'm sure you will.
Rinse and reuse. Then there's Pentabond.
Yeah, there are a lot of guys with English accents coming out of the woodwork.
I know.
Control yourself.
I refuse.
Of course you do.
Anyway, he verified just a couple of days ago, and he's already put out an audio. Wait for it. A Tarkus Trooper script.
Five! And that's ironic, because the first part of Pentabond's name means five.
Whoa. The stars have aligned. What a delicious turn of the cards.
I could tell secrets.
Anyway, he did Tark's, but do I really have to say that? It is hilarious.
That was funny.
He's got some acting chops on top of that sexy voice. And he managed to be sexy and funny at the same time.
Always a good combination.
That is a winning combination that I have been lucky enough to find twice. Once with you.
Ah, okay. I see where you're going with that.
Once with you and once with Rob.
You're getting distracted again.
I can't help it. Sorry. Of course you can. Okay, so I post-stalked Pentabon's Soundgasm. He didn't have any pictures. It was a Soundgasm account.
Mm-hmm.
You can click on the name and then it go. It's not.
Yes, it is.
If he didn't want me to listen, he shouldn't have put it on Soundgasm. We're so easily found.
That is true. That is true.
Anyway, I found a little something he made for This Is a Burner account. And holy fuck, he's talented. He's so talented. Very talented. Post more, Pentabon. Please post more. We must hear more from you. I want to hear him, you know. The funny script was nice. Don't get me wrong. It was hilarious. I laughed. But the one that he did, the little, just a 3.5 minute yummy for Burner is, woo. We need more with him. We need more of those kind, Pentabon, please. Okay, I'm moving on now. Sorry.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. Okay. Then the fool enters. Mm-hmm. He verified about 3 weeks ago. Very nice voice. And in his verification post, I found out he has a sexy laugh. It wasn't that full-on guffaw. It's more like a chuckle, but I've got a thing for sexy dude laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I think there should be a sexiest laugh on GWA, but I know who would get my vote.
Who?
Bourbon Neat. Oh, yeah. My God.
Once again, those facial expressions.
I
love tattling on you.
Shut up. I've never almost come from hearing someone laugh before, but that's what bourbon does to me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It is. I can't help it.
You're going to mention Bourbon Neat just about every podcast, aren't you?
Well, we already mentioned Tark multiple times.
Yay!
Why not one of my other favorites?
Okay. Well, you know, Tark said that last time we mentioned her, she was having a bad day and it improved it so well for her. So I guess we're just going to see exactly how good of a day we can make for her this time.
With every podcast.
Maybe so.
And see, I thought we were just doing it because she's talented and hot as hell.
Okay.
But, you know, your explanation works too.
Okay.
Anyway, okay. The fool enters, has already done an improv post, which I think is very impressive because I have been doing this since 2009 and I'm just now getting into improv.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a scripted kind of girl, so it was impressive. It's called Chica, It's 3 a.m. and it is fucking hot. Oh my God.
I especially appreciate the last line. And to find out what that is, of course, you have to listen.
You have to listen. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you've been there before, haven't you?
Yes. Yeah. At about the same time of night, even.
He's someone to keep an ear out for. He's going to be a star.
Mm-hmm.
So stick with it, Mr. Fool. We need more from you. And keep doing the ones where you laugh. You're delicious. Just, yeah. We need a chuckle in most of the audios that you put out. Please, I would like to request more chuckling.
Mm-hmm.
Is it getting warm in here?
Not really.
No?
Okay. Not for me.
Well. So we have Max Jam. He verified a few days ago, and he submitted a FAP. And that boy got some real dirty talk skills. I was impressed. He's also got a really sexy accent.
Yeah, there you go with the accents again.
I can't help it. I can't help it.
Of course you can't. Accents are nice.
Yes, and I have a special interest in them.
Mm-hmm.
I think Max Jam might be from New Zealand. And I asked on his verification post when I said welcome. I said, is that a New Zealand NZ ? On there? And he didn't answer me.
Well, yeah, that means you probably either insulted him or he wants to remain a mystery.
Well, I hope I didn't insult him. I like people from New Zealand quite a bit. Anyway, he's like loves Kirby. Loves Kirby's got an awesome voice. And he's from New Zealand.
Mm.
Woo! Anyway, so Max Jam, he's a longtime, very kinky poster on Dirty Pen Pals.
Okay. Well, so then he should have some skills here, too.
Yes, he did. I told you he's got some, he's got those dirty talk skills. So I kind of get the feeling that he's got a little bit of an inner freak, and I would like to hear that inner freak come out and play. I really would. So come on, Max Jam. Every time I talked about his name, I started to call him Max James. So come on, Max Jam. Don't be shy. We need to hear some more of that, some more of those dirty talk skills.
Yeah, you like dirty talk.
I do. The dirtier the better.
Pretty much.
Okay, then we had, and I had to go and find out how to pronounce his username.
And I'm not even going to try.
Mabalacat. Mabalacat. That is okay. How he pronounced it in his verification audio. Mm-hmm. So he verified a few days ago, nice voice, and then he said, y'all. So
did that make you feel homesick?
No, I'm not homesick, but you know, I like a southern accent. A little drawl is nice in the right places. And anyway, he said in his post, if you like his voice, to let him know, and if we didn't like his post, he wouldn't post again. So I would like to officially say, Mabalacat, I like your voice. Please post again.
And you know, you see, the thing is, I got to see her face. And I have decided that I have begun to love tattling on her about this.
No.
She has a wonderful voice, but she also is very expressive. And like I said, you know, we have those safety rules, so that I guess that's just something
I did. Can I make a face when he said y'all?
Oh, my. You leaned your head back. Your eyes just started to vibrate a little as you closed your eyelids.
And big smile.
You had your mouth open like you were about ready to take a bite out of something.
I'm taking a bite out of my Mabalacat. Anyway, we want more. We want more from him. He's done an impregnation script, and get ready for it, a Tarkus Trooper script.
Six. One of those words. Yes. Go Tark.
He also did the script that we're featuring this week, which is The Day We Didn't by Tatterjack.
So we're intentionally featuring scripts?
Well, I don't know. It's worked out that way so far, but this is only episode 2. We're listening to feedback and taking suggestions into consideration, so help us make this podcast what you want it to be, people.
And yes, we have had ask us to give them a shout out. And so far, they were all already on the list of people we wanted to talk about. But keep them coming just in case. You know, it helps us to not miss people. Okay, so we've had a few someones ask us to give them a shout out. And so far, they've all already been on the list of people we wanted to talk about. But keep them coming just in case.
Yes.
You know, it helps us not miss people. Also, if you veterans hear something promising from a newbie, let us know, and we will probably include your comments, and we will give you a shout-out as well.
And that goes for collabs with veterans, too. If you take a new person under your wing...
Kudos if you do, and you win the Klondike Bar.
Yes. If you do a collab with a new person, let us know, especially if you post it under your name, veterans.
Yeah, that's kind of how we do it.
Yeah, right. We decided that because more people have heard of me, that we would put these under my name. So anyway, if you're doing that, if you're doing a collab with a newbie or a relative newbie, and you
relative, would that make it incest?
They happen.
They do.
They do happen. Yes, I like those, especially brother sister. Okay.
No, that's personal history. Now, come on.
That is not my personal history.
Your friends in college.
Oh, I thought you meant my brother.
No, not my brother.
No,
not your brother.
You. Yeah, okay, my friends, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so if you decide to do a collab with a newbie, good for you, and if you post it under your name, or even if you don't, send us a little, hey, I did a collab with a newbie, and we will try to get that on the next podcast. Mm-hmm. On to our next segment, Scene Stealers. In this segment, we will feature a popular script and the performers who recorded it. At the end, we will give our opinions on who stole the scene. Please, agree or disagree with us in the comments.
Just remember to tell us why and keep it positive.
This time, we are featuring The Day We Didn't by Tatterjack. First of all, Tatterjack is a newbie too, and he's prolific already. He started putting out script offers... less than 3 weeks ago. And
he's already a favorite of many people.
Yeah, he is. This script is so poignant. The story is about a man helping a woman get past a very bad experience, probably a rape. And she's pushing past her boundaries so that she can feel normal again. And it's okay for her to do that with this particular man because she knows she can trust him. And it's beautiful. But keep in mind, if rape is a trigger for you, you might not want to listen to these scripts, even though they don't actually contain the rape.
Yeah, and I've been that guy. It's both an honor and a very touching thing when a woman trusts you enough to let you try to help her over something like this.
Yeah, it's good that you're that kind of guy who knows how to help in that situation. Now on to the author. He's pretty amazing.
Yeah, there's very vivid description about everything from the rain to the silk of her clothes to the movement. It's an exhibition of great talent.
He paints a very detailed picture with his words. The script is melodic.
Yeah, he's playing with alliteration.
Yeah. We here at GWA are lucky to have Tatterjack contributing for us. So back to Mabalacat.
And he used that alliteration in the script very well. He was able to link the sounds and, well, make it very melodic.
His voice is very calming, too. He sounded really sincere and reassuring, and he's a newbie. I mean, what is it with these newbies coming to GWA and blowing us away with their poetry performance skills? There was this poetry slam that they did, so, I mean, there's been a lot of poetry.
Yeah, that was right before we started this, wasn't it?
Yeah. Or right before, right after, something like that. But anyway, it's really brought out a lot of good stuff. And I have to mention Jack here, SK594. How many of us have fallen in love with Jack over his poetry readings?
Yeah, well, you fell in love with him because he had a heart.
Yeah, I did. I felt an instant connection with him. Anyway, his non-poetry is fucking amazing, but the man has such a romantic, poetic soul. He's just delicious. Maybe this is another regular feature, you know, saying hello to Jack. Hi, Jack! And yes, I waved.
Does this mean that Jack is hijacking the show?
Maybe so. Okay, so the script. Falkenstein GWA read the script.
Oh, we talked about him last time, too.
Yeah, but he's still new, and he did our feature script, and his voice is abso-fucking-lutely panty-wetting.
I'll take your word for that.
Only because you don't wear panties.
Well, true.
True, yes. Trust me. You have to take my word. Trust me on this.
Well, actually, I have other ways, but...
Yeah, you... Well, okay, anyway. he just purrs into the microphone.
Yeah. He just, next time, remind me to get the mop first. Like I said, I have my other ways.
I really wanted to point out the heart-wrenching aspect of the script.
Oh, that was your heart?
Shut up. But I just can't focus on only that with Falkenstein.
Like I said.
He could read a takeout menu and get me hot.
Yeah. Chinese, please. Focus.
Okay. All right. His take on the script was very emotional. I sort of imagined him on a stage performing it like it was an act in a play where he's talking to the woman and fondly recalling that very important day in their lives. See, I was actually listening.
Are we actually going to be mentioning Falkenstein in every podcast too?
Maybe. That depends on him.
Okay, well, Falkenstein, give us something to talk about. Of course, with Raven, that's not going to be hard. Just say hello or read that Chinese menu, whichever. And, well, this is about encouraging new people, after all.
Yes. So we are only doing, you know, this a service by encouraging Falkenstein. I mean, everybody to post.
Clean up on aisle. Oh, never
mind. Okay, then Relocation. We missed him in the last podcast. He actually verified sometime a little, you know, longer than...
Is this that guy you started singing about when we listened to his verification?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay.
I'm all about that bass. No treble.
Just in case you didn't catch that, that was the other version, the country version. Who are they?
Home Free.
Home Free. That was the Home Free version of that song.
Yeah, the Home Free. Anyway... Relocation. If he looks anything like the picture that his voice formed in my mind, I need his phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. I don't care. Scratch that. I don't care what he looks like. I just want him to whisper in my ear. Fuck. He was just...
Down girl.
he's done a couple questionnaires and a couple of faps. More than you could shake a stick at. Wink, wink.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Check him out if you want to get that joke. Okay, so his take on The Day We Didn't.
Yeah, he just gave Falkenstein a run for his money. Even though Falkenstein really does cheat with that accent.
That's not cheating, but I do have to agree. Relication, he did an amazing job with this audio. And at the end, he sums up his take on it eloquently. Damn. He says that at the end of the reading. Damn. It was a very, very powerful reading. He did an awesome job.
Many of them were.
Yes. And, But because we haven't mentioned Relication before, I do want to say, you know, as with all of our newbies, Relication, we'd like to hear you post more because your voice is fucking hot. Anyway, well, I would like to say that. I don't get you would like him to post more just to contribute to the community.
Well, of course.
I have more selfish reasons.
You know, we have to keep the people that I like listening to entertained as well.
That's right. That's right.
I'm aware of this.
Yes. There's been a lot of guys verifying lately. Not
especially
as many ladies.
The British accents. Yeah.
I know. It's just
that look again.
Terrible.
That look again.
Okay, so then Samuel Enderby is another one. Recently verified.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, it was so recently that when we first started working on the podcast and checked to see, he hadn't verified at that point.
No, he hadn't.
We weren't sure whether to include him or not.
But he now has his little blue badge of honor. And I'm having trouble placing the accent, but I like
it. Don't do
it. I like it. I just don't know where it comes from. He started out in the day we didn't. He started out a little bit nervous. You could kind of hear it. But the further he went, the more comfortable he got.
Yeah, you could tell when he started to get into it because of that laugh. It was actually...
Yeah.
And when I say that, it's not a bad thing.
Right.
The laugh was good. It was added to it.
It was right where it should be,
right,
too.
Right.
It was just a little chuckle, but you could tell that he was totally immersed. And Samuel Enderby has a very soothing voice, and his pacing was really good. So let's hear some more from you, Samuel Enderby. And I want him to let that inner sexy beast out to play. I can hear it. It's in there.
Well, you have been well known in identifying sexy beasts, so.
Yes. I collect them. I like
little
my collection.
Shelf up there.
Yes. Anyway. Okay. So,
some of us get to come down and play more often.
Mm-hmm. Now, the guys that recorded the day we didn't were all new guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That is true.
New or not like weak. Well, Falkenstein's been around
reasonably
for,
new.
Yeah, he's reasonably new. He's still new.
Yeah.
I still say he's new. He'll be new next week, too.
Yeah. For you, he'll probably be new a year from now.
True. No, because Relication.
Falkenstein, say something. I have a point to prove here.
Relication could be new for a long time, too.
Yes. Like I said, he was giving Falkenstein a run for his money on that.
Okay.
And yes, you do cheat, Falkenstein. That accent, no.
Anyway, the two veterans who recorded this script were both ladies. The script had a wide range of appeal. And again, there is no rape in the script or in the audios.
However, if you are someone who can be triggered by rape, both of these ladies hit spot on in a lot of areas. So if that's a trigger for you, or if you're like me, someone who has been that guy that the women have turned to for that kind of help, then you might want to be careful with these.
Right. They did such an amazing job from the female perspective that if you're sensitive to such things, you should probably consider choosing another one of their amazing audios to enjoy, such as Elitha Challa's Stockings or Eve's Garden's Fuck Me at Mardi Gras. I really like that one. I do really like that one.
I saw your post on it.
Laissez-les bon temps rouler.
Yes. Well, you can't help where you were born.
Yes. I like where I was born. You hush. Montana.
Okay. And I look good in a hat, too.
You do look good in a hat, baby. I have a cowboy thing. Anyway, there will be links.
One of many.
I have many things. One of them is cowboys.
Yes.
The other is
cowgirls. Well, actually, there's more than just that.
But. Yeah. There's one. Cowgirl. I like cowgirls. Yeehaw. Mm. Okay. There will be links in the post to those other two mentioned audios, Stockings and Fuck Me at Mardi Gras. Just in case you want to skip over these two for other reasons.
Right.
But if you can handle it, you want to listen to them.
I agree with that,
yes. They were both awesome. Alitha Challa.
She sounded very believable.
Yeah, like she's carrying on a conversation. She doesn't sound at all like she's reading it. The pauses, the inflections were all very natural and conversational.
I think it's more like she's talking to herself, maybe even explaining to herself while directing it at him.
I got this impression when I was listening to her that I can sort of see her, you know, she's kind of nervous and uncomfortable, and so she's sort of twisting her clothes while she struggles to say all of what she's trying to say.
Yeah, and I can kind of picture up on one elbow kind of talking to him while he's sleeping, or at least thinks he's sleeping.
She thinks he's sleeping, yeah.
And there was that spot where she said that, she said, I was fine.
Yeah.
And I'm very familiar with that definition of fine. It doesn't really mean okay.
No. She put a lot of emotion into that. I could hear her getting angry and a little shaky. Like you said, she's very, very believable. And it sounded like she was about to cry.
Yeah.
At one point.
And did.
He wanted to cry with her. And then she got to the part where she's talking about the next day. And you can hear her voice get stronger. You know, she's come through it. She made it. And that was really good.
It was.
Great way to end it. I was impressed. And then, Eve's garden.
Yeah. I don't know if it was the fact that she mentioned a history in her post, or if she was just that connected to the script. It was.
I'm going to say, for me, this was the most heart-wrenching.
Good word. Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Heart-wrenching reading of the piece. She's always good. She has a great voice, and she's a wonderful performer, but this was like above and beyond GWA. This was beyond sexy audio. You could hear her pain. It was tangible. And then you could hear her triumph over that pain.
Yeah, that's something that many people who have gone through that sort of thing really, really just never achieve.
Unfortunately. Great job, Eve.
Yeah. Very, very good job.
Yeah, for breaking our hearts.
Yeah, and then putting them back together.
And then starting to put them back together, exactly.
Yeah.
So she's got my vote for scene stealer.
I would have to agree.
All right, so
we're not going to argue this time.
But if you would like to disagree, please feel free to put in the comments which of these readings you thought stole the scene. Just remember,
keep it positive.
Yeah, keep it positive. Don't put down anybody else's audios to lift someone else's up. So everybody did a great job.
They did.
Yeah.
And a lot of that had to do with the fact it was an excellent script.
Oh, wow. I am going to end up performing a Tatterjack script before it's over. Yeah, I have to.
Yeah.
He's awesome. Yeah. Okay, so that's all we have for this week. Next week might see the return of Hot Notable News or an entirely new segment. As we've said before, your feedback and suggestions will make this podcast your podcast. This is our gift to the GWA community, and it is a labor of love. So if you love it, let us know.
Oh, and one more thing. Darkest Trooper!
Darkest Trooper! Yeah. Falkenstein!
Okay.
And Jack!
And Jack! Jack, be nimble.
Jack is. Oh, anyway, so thank you to everyone who has left comments and sent PMs. Yes. Keep them coming.
Yes, the PMs are very good.
Yeah. Showing interest is making this a very worthwhile endeavor for us.
Yes, it is.
So thanks. We will see you next time on Up and Coming with Raven and Bear.